Hello, welcome to the Oxford Quack. Mary here. This is Audio Quack, or the audio adaptation of my blog from the oxfordquack.blog. So today's blog post is the time I went speed dating, or attempted speed dating, with my friend Susie in Washington, D.C. I say attempted as because you're here. It didn't quite go to plan. Kind of reminded me of one of my favourite scenes in one of my favourite films, 500 Days of Summer, which I know is a bit cliche of me. But it's when Tom is going to go meet Summer at a party, and on one screen is what's in Tom's head of what he wants to happen and what the actual reality is. And I think when you go to any kind of dating situation, you have that, don't you? You go what you want to happen and what actually the reality is. And as you will hear from this blog, I go in with this sort of fantasy of the kind of men that are going to be at this Washington, D.C. event and the kind of bar I'm going to be at. And then the reality is not quite that. So also, I'm very interested to hear if any of you have had any success in speed dating. I don't think it ever happens anymore. It was odd that we went or tried to go in the first place. But if you know anyone, please ping me an email. My email is on my blog in the About Mary page. I would be really interested to hear if there has been any success out there on this planet in speed dating. Anyway, I will not keep you any longer. So without further ado, here is speed dating in Washington, D.C. I went to visit Susie in Washington, D.C. I had never been there before, so we did all the tourist attractions, the White House, Lincoln Memorial, and Kennedy's grave. But she also booked us into a speed dating event. I had this fantasy of what the event was going to be like. A dimly lit rooftop bar filled with men in suits who say words like Congress. They would sail yachts, have shiny thick hair and bleached teeth. I'll find one in the crowd of Democrats and we'll be getting along very well. And then, in an accent that will remind him of the crown, I'll have to break the news to him that I live in England. You know I'm not from around here, right? He will laugh at the coincidence that has occurred, because he is in fact a journalist for the Washington Post and is going to move to London at the end of the month. And the rest would be history. Yep, so that was the fantasy. After a long session of outfit changes, Susie and I hit the road for the 40-minute journey. As we drove down the highway, I wondered what kind of questions to ask my journalist American husband-to-be. If you were a donut, what donut would you be? Were you a real-life jock? How do you get your teeth to be so white? We pulled off the highway to Alexandria, where the bar was located. I became very aware at this point that there was no skyscrapers nearby that could potentially hold the snazzy rooftop bar that I had in my fantasy. We drove past a Wendy's, a nail bar, a waffle shop, all the while approaching the little pin on the Google map. And then the sat-nav lady told us that we had arrived at our destination. Susie pulled into a roadside car park where there was a 7-Eleven and a laundrette. Squeezed in between the two was a narrow bar with a lit-up sign saying, Hops and Shine. Through the window was a line of men in caps and plaid shirts hunched over the bar, and behind them was a row of tables, one chair either side, ready for the single people. The engine rumbled for a minute. Susie, I said, where did you find the ad for this speed dating event? I can't remember, she whined as she stared through the windshield in horror. So just a side note that Susie is a great, great girl. But in the 20 years of our friendship, I have grown to love and hate her attention to detail. As we were sitting in the car, staring at the bar in horror, a nice looking woman in a dress walked across the car park and entered the bar. "She looks normal," Susie said with a spring of hope in her voice. Three more well-dressed women appeared, one at a time, and Susie and I looked at each other suspiciously. We didn't need to say the question out loud. Where are all the men? Suddenly, one man emerged in a long grey coat that matched the colour of his hair. He had tucked in his shirt and had a clean-shaven face. From the looks of him, I assumed he was around 44, enjoyed golf, and was divorced with two girls named Christina and Rochelle. He went into the bar, and the gaggle of single women who had now made friends stopped their conversation and turned like lions would if a rabbit had hopped into their den by accident. "Let's give it five. More men may come," Susie said as she gripped the steering wheel with anticipation. In a chick flick, this would be the cue where two friends, Ryan Reynolds and Henry Cavill, will appear. But this is not the movie, sadly. This is the life of two 31-year-old women in 2023. We watched the man in his wool coat go to the bar and order a pint, completely oblivious of the single women hovering just far enough behind him, ready to pounce. I mean, he's not awful, Susie mumbled, then sighed in despair at her own desperation. When the man received his Budweiser, he was also handed what looked like a white piece of paper. I thought at first it would be a note saying, "Run." But then we watched him stick the white piece of paper onto his wool coat. He then proceeded to flatten it down for safekeeping. We leaned forward and squinted. Is that a name badge? I whispered. Susie smacked the car into reverse and we drove away as single as we came. Everyone for listening. I hope you enjoyed the blog. You can subscribe on my blog and you get an update every time I post every Wednesday. I hope you have an absolutely smashing week, and I will see you next time.